From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in the law of God, messages designed to show from the Scriptures that that law is still very much in effect. Today, he continues a message called The Law in the Life of the Believer. Having demonstrated that no one can be saved by trying to keep the law, Dr. Cairns is showing that saved people have a duty to obey God's law. Christ has fulfilled the law as a covenant, imputing to His people His own righteousness. Now they are free to obey the law out of love. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
Our text for this morning is found in Psalm 104 and verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. Without sap, the tree cannot flourish or even exist. Vitality is essential to a Christian. There must be life, a vital principle infused into us by God the Holy Ghost, or we cannot be trees of the Lord. The mere name of being a Christian is but a dead thing. We must be filled with the Spirit of divine life. This life is mysterious. We do not understand the circulation of the sap, by what force it rises, and by what power it descends again. So the life within us is a sacred mystery. Regeneration is wrought by the Holy Ghost entering into man and becoming man's life. And this divine life in a believer afterwards feeds upon the flesh and blood of Christ and is thus sustained by divine food. But whence it cometh and whither it goeth, who shall explain to us? What a secret thing the sap is! The roots go searching through the soil with their little spongules, but we cannot see them suck out the various gases or transmute the mineral into the vegetable. This work is done down in the dark. Our root is Christ Jesus, and our life is hid with Him. This is the secret of the Lord. The radix of the Christian life is as secret as the life itself. How permanently active is the sap in the cedar! In the Christian, the divine life is always full of energy, not always in fruit-bearing, but in inward operations. The believer's graces, are not every one of them in constant motion? But his life never ceases to palpitate within. He is not always working for God, but his heart is always living upon Him. As the sap manifests itself in producing the foliage and fruit of the tree, so with a truly healthy Christian, his grace is externally manifested in his walk and conversation. If you talk with him, he cannot help speaking about Jesus. If you notice his actions, you will see that he has been with Jesus. He has so much sap within that it must fill his conduct and conversation with life.
As long as I
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
I want you to understand this. In the sphere of the Spirit, not the flesh, you're united to Christ, who has by His death fully satisfied the law and wiped out its condemnation. That's the truth of these passages we have been reading. we're free from the condemnation of the law. And listen, when we sing, "Free from the law, O happy condition," we're singing we're free from the condemnation of the law. Not from the authority of the law. Understand that. The law is not dead. The law is rather satisfied. That's what Paul means in Romans 6, for instance, verses 14 and 15. There's that wonderful promise in verse 14, "Sin shall not have dominion over you." Now that's a promise that every Christian must learn. We're talking now about real Christian sanctification. We're talking now about real Christian living. Victory in a real world where your body hurts and your mind is buffeted, and your finances are in trouble, and your family's in trouble, and your business is in trouble, and you're facing real life with real troubles. How can you overcome? Sin shall not have dominion over you. Some of you have been saved out of drink and drugs, and you come out and you say, "Well, how do I get victory? Sin shall not have dominion over you." There is an absolute promise of victory for the people of God. Why? Because you're not under the law, but under grace. And here's the key to victory. Listen to me. The key to victory starts with understanding that the law cannot condemn you. You're free from its condemnation, for Christ has satisfied it for you. And now, in the newness of life, you are free to serve your God. The old Puritans used to make a distinction between the law as a covenant and the law as a commandment. That's a very good distinction, by the way. If you don't understand it, you'll not make any sense of the New Testament. As a covenant, the law is finished for every child of God. Why? Because Christ fulfilled the covenant perfectly. I don't have to work to get to heaven. I don't have to work to make God love me. And I want to tell you, no matter what all the theonomists in the world say, God's love is not conditioned on how well I perform. It comes freely on the basis of what Christ did for me. Thank God. And let me go further than that. For some Christians are totally off the wall on this. They're totally awry. I want you to understand, the death of Jesus Christ didn't make God love me. God is love. God loved me, and therefore He gave Christ to die for me. Never put the cart before the horse. God is love. Bless God tonight. When I'm in Christ, the covenant of the law is abrogated forever. But the law as a commandment is not abrogated. The commandment still lives. It's still there. We referred to Romans chapter 6. Look at verse 15. What then shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? God forbid. If the law as a commandment were abrogated, that verse would be nonsense. Sin is the breach of the law. And if the law as a commandment didn't exist, then Christians couldn't sin no matter what they did. They could cut your throat, it still couldn't be sin, because sin is the breach of the law. Where there's no law, there's no transgression. Without a law, there cannot be sin. No matter what people would do. Paul is saying, no, as a covenant, the law is taken away. As a means of getting to heaven, the law is removed. As a means of justification, it's gone. We are now dependent on Christ. But shall we on that basis argue that we don't owe any obedience to the law of God? He says, God forbid. No, the commandment lives on. The last time I preached on the law, I preached on the unlawful use of the law, if you remember. And in 1 Timothy 1, 9 and 10, the verses we looked at, we have a statement there that antinomians make very much of. The law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, and goes on down a list of all these wicked people. The law is not made. You look up all the commentators, most of them will tell you the law was not enacted for a righteous man. The law is enacted for sinners. I believe they have missed the point. The word that is translated made is a word that has various applications, but literally it is to lie upon. And I think what Paul is saying is that the law does not lie with a burden, especially of condemnation, upon a saved man. He certainly doesn't mean the law was not enacted for a righteous man. To whom did God first give his law? To Adam in the Garden of Eden. Was Adam a righteous man then? Sure he was. But God gave him his law. The Lord Jesus Christ was righteous. Listen, he was made under the law. So the law was enacted for righteous and unrighteous. Those words have no meaning apart for creatures, apart from the law. The old Puritans had the grip on this text. I have to say to you, if you really want to understand what the Bible teaches about the Christian and the law and Christian living and Christian sanctification, you need to go away back beyond the 20th century and even the 19th century and the 18th century and the 17th. Well, the 17th would be the one. Get to the Puritans, the old English theologians and preachers who knew the book on this subject. They used to say that the law was not given to condemn righteous Christians as sinners. And anybody who uses it like that is using it illegally. Listen to how Paul sums it up. 1 Corinthians 9:21, it's a verse that every Christian should underline. We are not without law to God, but under the law to Christ. Here are three things. Christian, mark them, learn them, inwardly digest them, never forget them. A Christian is not without the law. He's not lawless. If you're lawless, you're not a Christian. Now understand me. If you are lawless, you are godless, and you are Christless, and you are lifeless. A Christian is not without the law. But as we have read, believers are not under the law. That is, under its condemnation. But the word that Paul here uses in 1 Corinthians 9:21, we are under the law to Christ. In some ways, that's an unfortunate translation. Though, to be honest, I'm not sure how they could have translated it to make sense without a long explanation. The word is, Christians are in law. That is, they are not outside the law. The law is their rule and their direction. One of the old Puritan writers put it like this: the liberty of a Christian man is not liberty from the obedience of the law, but from the disobedience of the law. That's the liberty of a Christian. When I hear these Christians talking about Christian liberty, they have liberty to run to bars and floor shows and theaters and nightclubs and to drinking sessions. That's Christian liberty. Man, they haven't a clue what Christian liberty is about. Christian liberty is not the liberty to disobey God's law and get away with it. Christian liberty is a liberty from that bondage to sin to enable you to obey. It's a liberty to obey God. So that's your duty as a Christian. Time forbids that I spend much time on this, and I'll simply mention it because I've dealt with it at length before. As a Christian, if you're really a Christian, listen to me, your duty will be your delight. Remember what we read before from the 37th Psalm about the law in the Christian's heart and how delightful it is? I gave you the statement of the great C.H. Spurgeon, in the mind it puzzles, on the back it burdens, but in the heart it delights. If you're really saved, it's not only your duty to keep God's law, but it will be your delight to do so. Paul said, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. The psalmist, we were singing about this tonight in the 19th Psalm, said of God's laws that they are more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. John the Apostle put it this way in 1 John 5 and 3. This is the love of God. Now watch it carefully. If you don't love God, you're lost. Understand that. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That's the first great commandment. If any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Let him perish. How do you know if you love God? This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Listen carefully. His commandments are not grievous. The man who moans under the burden of the will of God and the commandments of God, and he's trying to shake free from them, and he lives his life in rebellion against the commandments of God, that man is saying, clear as day, my heart is still unrenewed. I have no delight in God or God's law. You may bend your back to do a duty, but if your heart is not in it, it's a confession. You still need Christ. The attitude to the law shows the true state of your heart. I want you to understand this. It's one of the great burdens of every gospel preacher. We get shocks from time to time. We minister to people week after week. We see them come, they sing, they bow their heads to pray. They read the scriptures with us. They even may give comment or response to the preaching of the Word of God. Many a time we live long enough to find that they never knew Christ. We see them drop off into sin and into perdition. My friend, I want to deal as honestly with your soul and with my own soul as I possibly can tonight. You don't get saved by law keeping, but once God saves you by Jesus Christ, it's your duty to keep God's law. It will be your delight to keep God's law. But obviously, delighting in God's law and actually doing it are often two different things. So it's very important to notice this. And this is where many people go wrong. The motivation and the power to keep the law of God never come from the law, but they always come by grace through faith in Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.